man sitting in front of me was in studio with me just over a year ago. It's about a week more than a year. And at the time, the government had just announced that indoor dining was going to be held back for another 3 weeks. Now, at the time, if you can just take yourself back to that year ago, lots of people in the hospitality sector, restaurant owners, cafe owners, they were really now devastated by that news. To some people, it sounded like only 3 weeks, but to these people, they had been so long, you know, being prevented from doing what they did best, having people in their restaurants, in their cafes, dishing out good food, good locally sourced food made from the best of ingredients. And this 3 weeks, I think the real kind of concern was that the 3 weeks could become 3 months, could become 6 months, or who knows where it went. Thankfully, these restaurants did get back open. But one thing for sure is it hasn't dampened the endeavour or the spirit of Pádraig Brown. Now, Pádraig, as you know, is part of the Brown Group, and they're the owners of the fabulous Browns on the Green in Turles Pass, more recently Browns Bistro in Tullamore. And I say it hasn't dampened his spirit at all. They've just opened Browns, the venue in Tullamore. So I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Pádraig Brown himself, and somewhat reluctantly by his daughter, but the head chef in the venue, Mary Jo. Very good evening to both of you.
Good evening, Ronan.
Pádraig, you kind of, I think about 2.5 years ago, you were telling me with MJ Cleary on the farming show one night, you kind of you set out your objectives and your vision for what you were going to do. How did the venue form part of that, and how did it come about in the first place?
I suppose we opened Turles Pass in 2016, Ronan, and about 5 years on to it, I suppose, a couple of years ago, we felt that we had a good product in place and were getting a lot of support and good feedback from our customers, and we felt that we were ready to take the next step. And at the time, we talked about looking at a location in Mullingar, and it didn't come off. And I suppose last February, 12 months, I was driving through the town of Tullamore. We live out in Dorra, so Tullamore is our town. And I saw what used to be Mad Clothing with a for lease sign on top of it. And I contacted the auctioneer, and to make a long story short, I suppose last year in February was a pretty gloomy time at the time, but I just loved the look of the building. And within a couple of days, we had done a deal with Seamus Kane, the owner of the building. And we opened it in the last days of September of last year. And I suppose to bring it on a step further, why did we open the venue? I suppose we had and got a great reception in Tullamore for the bistro. Unbelievable, I would say, since the day we've opened. It's been busy all the time, and getting really good feedback from the people at Tullamore, and we're so grateful for them, for their support on it. And then sometime the end of between Christmas and the New Year, I think Seamus Kane had bought what was the Wolf Trap, and he came to me and he said, "I want to have a cup of coffee." And first week in January, we had a bit of a chat amongst ourselves, Deirdre Coyne, our general manager, and the family, and we'd probably have liked it hadn't happened for another year. But look, things like this happen, and you have to just put your hand up or not. And we felt that if we didn't put it up, we'd always regret it. So we just, you know, we put our hand up, and yeah, thankfully we had a soft opening last week and opened on Thursday.
And it was a 150,000 euro investment in it. What differentiates it then? Is it a slightly different venue than your other places, or what's the kind of selling point of it?
We feel we want it to be somewhere that families can come in early in the evening with their kids and have a very casual dining, high end casual dining food, but food that the kids like eating, hot dogs, pizzas, families, the parents, high-end burgers that we do, steaks, lots of options, lots of vegan options. And we want after that for people that come in that they'll have a nice piece of food and that they will have nice cocktails and some nice drinks. And then we have live music on a Saturday night. And we're hoping that it'll be a one-stop shop for everybody. So when they come in and sort of enjoy the decor and what we've done, that they will, we hope that they will stay with us for the evening when they come in. That is, that's our plan and our strategy, I suppose. But look, the customers will decide what happens. But we've put a lot of thought and effort into it, and we feel it's a good venue. And as I said, we opened it softly last weekend, and we've got, if anybody was there, we got an extremely good feedback and a good reception about. So thankfully, so far, it's all good. So we're opening our second week on Thursday.
And because the last, never mind the last 2 years with what it did with nightclubs and that, but it certainly robbed the Midlands and the country at large of a lot of, you know, decent late night venues too. So it's great to see these new places opening again. Mary Jo was head chef there. What's it like for you? I know now, despite your young years, you've been working side by side with this man for a couple of years, but how do you add your own kind of artistic flair to it? And what do you bring when it comes to creating the menus and the foods that Pádraig speaks about?
Well, I suppose that all came in when we were planning the menu. So it was important to pick the right options that would suit, like, everyone, our target audience. And then along with the help of Cormac, we just make it happen, really. Get it sent out and make everyone happy.
Because that whole thing of sourcing your ingredients is also an area that you're both very passionate about as well. I mean, that whole idea of farm to fork is something that you've widely spoken about in the past, Pádraig, and it's something that you want to try and continue as well with the likes of the venue. So how does that go? As a farmer yourself, how do you go about kind of completing that circle or that loop?
Well, I suppose my son Sean is the farmer and he looks after the farms. But yeah, look, from my, I suppose, history and experience in the meat business, it was something we're so passionate about. And everybody talks about the farm to fork piece, but not everybody can actually make it happen. And we feel that we have the expertise to make it happen. And when we have our own, in the past, when we've had our own lamb and beef in the restaurant in Turles Path, we've always got a fantastic reception for it and great feedback from our customers. So I suppose that gave us the, I suppose that egged us on to go on to the next level and to go forward with it. So by the end of this year, we will be, all our beef in the three restaurants will be coming from our own farms and all our own lambs. So, yeah, while the restaurants seem to be expanding rapidly at the minute, the farm is actually expanding at the same pace. But farming for us is like some people's golf. We get a kick out of walking out the field with the animals and doing the bits and pieces, and it clears your head and it gets you away from, I suppose, the day-to-day business of the restaurants and all the, I suppose, sometimes stress that brings. And it's a great refresher to go out and land early in the morning and walk through the cattle. And we get serious satisfaction from doing that.
And knowing that ultimately that's what you're serving up to the customer as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Mary Jo, is it important for your customer, do you think, that provenance and knowing that it's farm to fork? Or are people becoming more aware of it these days?
Yeah, I think so. Like, more people are aware of where the food comes from and how it's sourced, and organic seems to be a big way to go these days. So it's all about the fresh ingredients and produce and supporting local.
Excellent, yeah, and I suppose you can see that as well by taking the punt in this venture too. When it comes to it, like when you first had the idea for it, going to ask you the terrible business question, but things like energy prices and costs have gone through the roof. At any stage did you think about, whoa, this has now gone way bigger than I was expecting initially? Or how is it for somebody like yourselves that is running a restaurant business?
Look, you can find 100 reasons, Ronan, why you shouldn't do something or why you can't do something. But to be honest, if you want to make something happen, and I suppose you have the vision to do it, we felt that of course there's inflation, there's serious price inflation at the moment in ingredients, the serious inflation in energy prices and all of that. But look, it's not going to be like that forever. And I suppose from my point of view, four kids, three of them are full-time involved in the business. So we've got Patricia in the bistro, who looks after the bistro, with Claudia. Claudia's our head chef in the bistro, and Sean in the farm, and even at the weekends when Carol, our youngest, is involved. At the end of the day, for me, it's about, would I be doing it if all the family weren't involved? No, I don't think I would. But I think, you know, they've really put their support behind it and put their energy into it. At the end of the day, it's about having a legacy for them and something for them to build on in the future. But to answer your question, yeah, everything is challenging at the moment, but it won't always be challenging. And I think if you put a good offering in front of people at the moment and you give a decent offer and at a fair price. People seem to be responding well to it, and that's our strategy for the long term. We're not going out to pass on prices that are all being charged to us. We're there for the long haul, and we're taking the long term vision on it, and we think it'll work out okay in the end.
And it's also so important, and it must be said, like, to see two what were vacant properties in the heart of Tullamore now been rejuvenated, reinvented and reopened again.
Yeah, look, Tullamore's a fantastic town. They're fantastic people in the town. And if we can in some small way, I suppose, have a nice offering for the people of Tullamore where they're getting, a pleasant experience from it, that only drives us on further. And, you know, I suppose the venue is a landmark building in Tullamore, and to see it there unoccupied with the last number of years, it was definitely something that everybody wanted to see changed, and we're just happy to be able to do it. And we hope we'll see lots of people around the area in the next number of months coming and enjoying the venue and seeing what we have to offer.
I think that goes without saying anyway. We're looking for now, Porrig and Mary Jo Brown. Thanks so much for popping in as well. All the very best with the new venture.
Thank you very much.
We'll patiently wait and see what comes next from you as well.
Thanks, Ron, and appreciate it.
Brown's at the venue there, just opened in Tullamore, of course, right there beside Brown's Bistro in Tullamore. And of course, they also manage and own the Brown's on the Green in Turtles Pass.